This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Our next story starts with a tragedy. Jocelyn Martinez was 9 years old in 1986 when her father was shot and killed at his Dominican restaurant in New York City. She remembers crying relatives and visits from detectives, and she remembers the name of the suspect who fled the scene and escaped, even though she's made it a rule not to say the name out loud. But a decade ago, Martinez decided to start searching for suspect Justo Santos online. She looked on MySpace, scouring social media. She ran background checks, talked to detectives. Last month, authorities found and arrested Santos in Miami. Martinez, now an actress, says her own internet legwork was key to catching him.
Police did try. I remember the detective going there all the time, and they knew that the person fled. So at some point, it becomes just a cold, you know, case. And I moved on, but I still had this in me. I said, something's going to happen one day. But then I saw that nothing was happening.
So you were looking for this man. You started on MySpace. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about how this online search developed.
I noticed that in 2005, I was getting like a lot of friend requests. And I said, well, you know, all these people have found me from way back. What if I just start looking for him? Because I would always write in my journals, and it always kind of had like this thing of how is it going to happen? And I put in the name. You know, it was a crazy thing to tell people, well, I'm looking up this person, or, you know, at night. This is what I do. And my mom would tell me sometimes, you're on the computer. It's just, it became a habit, and I didn't know it. Like, he's somewhere, by association at least, he's in there. And so I did the background checks. I don't know why I decided to do that in 2008.
And these are websites where you're trying to find out some history on someone. These are websites that help
right.
you do that.
It's not something that we kind of think about automatically.
But it's out there.
But it's out there, and it helped me. And so I guess at some point I was kept on Googling the name, and then 2013 comes around. I have the chance to meet the sergeant, and we confirm that's the name. Mm-hmm. Date of birth of the wanted person. Then I look at my background check and I'm like, wait a minute. Look at number one. Look at number one. Look at the date of birth.
Wow.
And I just started doing all these searches and everything matched up with public records.
How do you feel now that this person has been arrested?
Yes.
After 26 and a half years?
It is an emotional roller coaster, and it has been ever since, because it's like, okay, your father gets killed, just move on, and that's it. It's like he didn't exist. For whatever it's worth, my father's being talked about. My father's pictures have been up. He existed. I still have to understand exactly everything that has happened and that I had some part to do with it.
Jocelyn Martinez, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me visit.